Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us online at newsdakota.com. It is a Thursday, and the University of Jamestown is back in session for the fall semester, so every Thursday we have somebody from the University of Jamestown, whether it's a staff member, a coach, a student, join us on Let's Talk About It. Today we have women's volleyball coach John Hagerly, and we have grad assistant Aubrey Beaumont joining us. And Aubrey and John, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Warren.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Obviously, school in full swing now. Practice has been going on for a while now. We're going to be talking about a special event coming up at a volleyball match in Jamestown. But first, Coach Hagerly, you're here today. We're going to talk a little bit about Project Ignite Light, and Aubrey's going to talk to us about it as well, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're excited to be here. It's always good to be back with you, Warren.
Yeah, yeah.
Project Ignite Light, there's maybe a number of people that are familiar with it, but I'm sure there's some that are not. And it's a ministry that was started by Pebbles and Darren Thompson. And the ministry that they started, they noticed that there was a real need for children who were hurting from abuse and were removed from their homes and going through the screening process, which is a very dehumanizing process.
Yeah.
And they felt that there was a real need to step into that gap before they're placed into foster care and provide them some things that they could call their own. And so what they are known for is they put together backpacks. And these are called Backpacks of Hope. In those backpacks, they have a brand new set of pajamas. They have a blanket that was made by someone that donated it, and they have specifications for that. There's essentials such as a toothbrush, toothpaste, maybe some shampoo, deodorant. There's also a book that they put in there, and it's the book You Are Special by Max Lucado.
Awesome.
They also put in a flashlight, which is really important for them because some of them are very afraid of the dark because of their experiences, and a water bottle, and just some things so that when they leave, generally what happens, all their personal belongings are taken from them as evidence or something like that. And so something just to get them through that process that they could latch onto and feel like, hey, we have something to ground us here in life. And so it's been a great ministry that's exploded, unfortunately, in the last number of years. I think they've done it since 2008.
Yeah, I was just going to say, obviously, sad circumstances for this to come about, but it sounds like it's a great program. Aubrey, how did you guys get involved with this? How does the University of Jamestown volleyball team get involved with something like Project Ignite Light?
My sophomore year in 2014, we went there donating our time, the whole volleyball team. We mowed the lawn, we painted, we put up shelves, we did odds and ends kinds of jobs, we filled backpacks, and we made blankets. And now throughout the years, we've just been helping and donating our time with whatever they need. And we've been doing a volleyball game for them to get donations and whether it's pajamas or money. We are getting donations for these guys because they're helping about 300 kids a month.
Wow.
And they only help a little bit more severe cases because of the need and how many kids do go through this.
Yeah. So I have to ask Coach Hagerly or Aubrey, how does when you guys raise this money and these pajamas and do these things with the backpacks, most of that stays local in our area, right?
They started out local in North Dakota.
They did.
But they have spread to South Dakota. And just recently, there's a shelter in Minneapolis that has acquired their services. And so the need is growing. And as Pebbles would say, it'd be great if we didn't have to do this anymore and there was no need. But unfortunately, there is. And so it's a real emotional ministry for her because of what they have to see and what they have to hear. But in the same token, it's an incredibly meaningful ministry.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Again, women's volleyball coach at the University of Jamestown, Coach John Hagerly joining us, and grad assistant and former volleyball player Aubrey Beaumont joining us on Let's Talk. And Aubrey, you kind of already pointed it out. You've been doing a game every year to help raise money and raise items for Project Ignite Light. And one's coming up on September 15th, right?
Yes, sir.
Anybody who comes to the game, are you encouraging them to bring money? What are you guys looking for from those who come to the game?
We are encouraging them to bring pajamas to get into the game for free. We're also encouraging them to wear pajamas. We also are highly encouraging some free will donations of money in order to purchase backpacks, which is extremely in high need right now.
Absolutely. So what a great way to do this. And Coach Hager, you had something to add?
Yeah, when we were at the center a couple weeks ago, they have quite a bit of blankets and pajamas, but they obviously with 300 backpacks that sending out a month, they are need, but they're very short of backpacks right now. And so their number one need right now is just the funds to purchase backpacks. And and they said that's just seasonal. You just don't know when you're doing a nonprofit ministry that's run solely on donations. And so that's kind of what's holding them up now. And so we will have a free will offering at the game. But also, you know, one of the big parts of the game is just really raising awareness to this ministry and the impact that it has. And you can go online to Project Ignite Light and you can read some of the testimonies from foster parents or even from some of the kids that have gone through this and how meaningful and how incredibly impactful those backpacks have been in this ministry has been in their lives. It's just a tremendous ministry that's a very difficult ministry to be part of, but it's certainly something that's a real need in our community.
And it's something that it's so great to know that the university and the women's volleyball team is getting behind this and helping the ministry out with this. So again, on September 15th at the game here in Jamestown at the Newman Arena, people are encouraged to wear pajamas, bring donations, backpacks if they want to as well to donate to that. And anything they raise is going to be here, right?
Yeah, no backpacks.
No backpacks.
Okay. They have a specific backpack that they buy with their logo on it. But the pajamas can be from infant to 18-year-olds, and they need to be purchased, and they need to be brand new,
right? Okay.
Because they want to give them the best and something that is, you know, completely theirs.
Well,
so.
Well, and to go through that, obviously they deserve the best of anything they can get for that. So, learn more again, Project Ignite Light. They can come there. I'm sure you guys will answer questions about that too if they have questions of the game. Support the Jimmies, support the team as they go out and compete, and really, if you go to any volleyball game, it sounds like this is the volleyball game to go to. Right?
Yeah, it's we play Northwestern College out of Iowa. Awesome. The JV plays at 3:30 and the varsity plays at 5 p.m.
Perfect. So anything else, Aubrey or Coach, that you want to bring up about the game, the team, Project Ignite Light, or anything like that?
I just want to thank you for your support and thank the community for the support. It's been such a blessing for us to be able to partner with Project Ignite Light and develop those relationships. So anything that we can do to help that ministry, we are willing to do. So Perfect. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for joining us again. September 15th, that game. Bring your pajamas, wear your pajamas, and go support the Jimmies. Coach and Aubrey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.
Thank you.